Well, there we are. That is the new single from Cara Amani featuring Russ. It's called Young Heart. We've been giving it some spins and we like it an awful lot. And I'm not just saying that, but we do happen to have her on the line. Cara, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. How are you? Enjoying lockdown and COVID, or are you a caged animal when things like this happen?
I mean, it's definitely been like an up and down situation. It's definitely not been like super easy or super fun. It's just one of those where you've had to deal with, live with your family, like living your breathers. It's been wars, but you know, we move. I think it's just normal when you're with someone, you know, with people 24/7, you're bound to rub each other up the wrong way. But no, I think it's been really great for my like musical, I guess, inspiration in terms of like my creative juices. Really, I've been writing lots basically, and put out obviously my new song, which has made 2020 start to feel like it's moving in an upward trajectory. I guess you could. The only way is up when you kind of hit rock bottom.
Oh, absolutely, so,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And we found out yesterday. I mean, it's on a million views. The video's hit a million views, and on Spotify, it's hit a million views. So, really, really cool. And I'm just really proud to have it out and finally the world to be able to sort of hear about it.
And you say a million views and things like that. You don't get those numbers lightly. You don't get that without generating a following. I first came across you back end of 2018 when you bought out Move.
Right, that's a while ago.
It is, isn't it? And I remember thinking at the time, I watched the video for it, heard the track, and I thought, okay, musically slightly different, but you just struck me as like the modern day Gloria Estefan.
Wow, I would definitely, I mean, a few people have said that, to be honest. I think because with my curly hair and stuff, a lot of people say that they liken me to her, like the way I look. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm offended by that in the slightest, but yeah, no, I would take that for sure.
But what are your musical influences? Where did it start from for you? Where do you draw your influences from?
I mean, my musical influences in terms of like, I guess the artists I've been inspired by, I mean, I grew up listening, you know, to the old soul greats. You know, my dad is a huge, I don't know if you've seen any of my interviews, but yeah, I talk about it quite a lot, how my dad, you know, he's a huge music collector. I mean, he has like thousands and thousands of vinyls and CDs, and you know, he used to play basically the soul greats around the house, and you know, Minnie Riperton, Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin. So I guess I just really picked up on those records that he used to play, and they really kind of rubbed off on me. Roberta Flack, another one where it's just, you know, the very female powerhouse vocal-led artists.
So when did you start writing your own stuff?
In terms of writing, I mean, I was very, very, very into English at school. So, I mean, I was always into kind of writing stories and poetry and, you know, keeping diaries and stuff. But it wasn't until a bit later where I kind of realised that you can actually just add melodies and make them songs. Mm. I went to the Brit School, where I kind of was surrounded by a lot of more, like, musical people that were writing songs. And I guess that's where it kind of introduced me to actually, you know, just add melodies to these kind of these poems, I guess, that I've been writing and make them songs. And that was a thing people used to do. So I was like, okay, I didn't even realize you could sort of, I don't know. I don't know why I never thought about it in that way, but it came a bit later. And yeah. And then since then it's definitely been my outlet.
Well, it obviously has stood you in good stead, because you took Best Female home from the Urban Music Awards this year. You're up against Dua Lipa. Were her lot waiting for you in the car park when you left?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. But it was just, it's very humbling to just sort of get that recognition. And I just, it's my first ever award. I mean, I've never won anything in my life. I'm literally not a school raffle, not a lottery ticket, nothing. I'm literally that person that has never won anything. So it was nice to actually finally win something that I could be like, yay, I've won something. And it was something that meant a lot to me. So,
and that must give you the confidence. Does it give you the confidence to carry on? You think, right, okay, I have been marked by my peers, and I'm obviously, I can do this.
Definitely. It's definitely one of those things that's very reassuring, and you just feel a bit like, oh, that's really, that's like a definitely a little nod that I'm kind of in the right direction, and you know, other people think I'm also doing, you know, it's just, it's an affirmation that I think is really important to have as an artist. It's nice to have as well. Just like, you know, even with the whole Russ situation, like him reaching out
to me. I was going to say, yes, I mean, a multi-platinum rapper from the US getting in touch with you on Instagram. Did you first, how did that happen? And what did you think when you got the first message?
Oh, gosh, I kind of freaked out, to be honest with you. I remember it was the day before my first show of my first headline tour. And I remember we had a really early flight to get to the first city. And before I was going to bed, of course, as you do, you don't really go to bed. You get on your phone and start scrolling through Instagrams. I was literally going through my DMs and I literally saw a message from Russ. And I was like, okay, this must be a fan account. But then I obviously saw the blue ticks. So I was like, okay, this is actually Russ. And he was basically like, you're insane. I've just listened to Lose My Love Acoustic on Spotify. Like, honestly, I'm binging on your stuff and I'm a big fan. And I was like, okay, now I'm not going to be able to sleep. So bye-bye, sleep. And of course, me being me and the hustler that I am, I was like, oh, thank you so much. So I wrote this song last week. What do you think? Would you fancy dropping some bars on it? And within like, you know, a couple of hours, he'd sent me the song back with his verses. It was pretty pretty intense, but amazing and organic and just really loved. Like, really, it kind of was like, meant to be, you know, those situations where you're like, wow, that really was meant to happen. And it was like not through management or anyone introducing us. It was actually him reaching out as a fan of my music and it going from there.
And you've done an interesting video on this as well, because unfortunately lockdown just seems to mean that everybody who needs to do a video basically pops on Zoom or something similar and records that as a video. But you've taken a much bigger step, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, like, I've got to be honest, it was not my initial thing, like, let's do an animation. I've never thought of doing that. Usually, you know, you do a shoot, and my plan was to you know, maybe go over to Atlanta and shoot a video with him. But obviously, COVID-19 had other plans for us. So that didn't happen, obviously. But yeah, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise, actually, because I would never have sort of delved into the world of animation if it wasn't due to these circumstances.
Carl, sure. we could talk all day. You're right at the start of your career and you're flying. So all I can do is just sit back and watch and just go, I remember interviewing her back in her early days when you're up there and doing the stadium tours and everything. But it's been a joy to meet you, and keep us posted with all the stuff as it comes out, because I'm sure you're going to do amazing things.
I absolutely will. And thank you all for all your support, Neil. And if I'm ever around Cambridge, I will drop by and have a tea with you.
Fantastic. Cara, thanks ever so much indeed for talking.